All of the written instructions I produce in order for knitters to create one of my designs are based on the stitch and row tension which produces the optimum result for the pattern and yarn used in the design. Providing the instructions is a precise mathematical exercise based on the number of stitches and rows to a given measurement in the designated pattern, and so knitting a tension swatch is a fundamental step in the design process. When the tension given at the beginning of the instructions is replicated by the knitter, the design will also be replicated in all aspects, including size and proportion. So just like the designer, making a tension swatch and achieving the correct stitch and row tension before proceeding to knit the design is absolutely vital. You'll find the basic measurements, the materials used to make the project, and the stitch and row tension all listed before the detailed written instructions. Always begin by making the swatch using the designated needle size. The swatch should always be worked on at least 4 more stitches than the number given to the 10 cm measurement, so that the stitches can be measured with perfect accuracy within the knitted swatch rather than at the outermost edges. Having 4 more stitches means having 2 stitches at each side out with the measured area if your tension is correct. The number of rows can be exactly as given, or 2 more if you're unsure where to exclude the cast on and cast off in the row count.